Rescuers in the Yeji boat disaster have confirmed that 15 bodies have so far been retrieved from the Volta Lake. Meanwhile, there are fears that more persons may still be missing. Correspondent Micah Tulevo, who has been following the story, said suggestions by the DCE for the area that any boat without insurance will not be allowed to ply the waters will be a difficult measure to implement. He spoke to Rebecca Ekpe why he thinks so.
Accident in that it occurs in the middle of the Volta Lake. What we mean by the middle is that before the construction of Akosombo Dam, we have the natural route where there's lake. And on that route, there's no tree stump because that's how God created it. But when the lake comes, that's where the water got spread. So the old grounds where trees were, those were where we had stump. So when the boats take off, they usually go to pass through the natural lake route. So usually when they got there, they think they are quite safe. But this time it occurs at the middle where it's almost near to the natural stream of Volta Lake.
Who provided you the information? Who is saying that it's a pure accident?
That is the national president.
National president of the Boat Owners Association is describing the Yeji disaster as a pure accident.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But also information I gathered from the victims, apparently one who was in the boat and the husband said he also lost another three relatives that were in the boat. According to them, yes, it is a pure accident, but the boat was overloaded because there are other two boats that are supposed to share the load that this one was carrying.
Is that overloaded with human beings or with merchandise and other?
Exactly, merchandise.
So not the human beings?
No. There's a cattle, there's goats, there's sheep.
What have you gathered from the NADMO officials?
They said they have been able to found 15 bodies, out of which 11 were females and 4 males. But also from the community, they fear more people are missing that they are not yet found. If that doesn't happen like this, the water moves by the wind, so it carries the bodies to different locations. So some other villages, as I said, has reported finding dead bodies for, but they are yet to be confirmed by the Navy and the NADMO people.
We understand that DCE is saying that concerning the security issues that have come up as a result of the Yeji accident, that if a boat is not insured, it will not be allowed to ply the waters. Have you verified this information?
This is a question. He said you can't have funeral, so you couldn't talk this about it to me now. The popular here saying, but with my experience on the lake and also with the all relevant stakeholders involved, I mean the insurance company, the boat owners and the passengers, as I've played role of each of them before, I can categorically say that as of now, if someone's talking about boat insurance in this 2016, it could be a mirage or a white talk because, yes, they needed insurance. I'm not denying that they need it seriously. However, the homework that needs to be done before insurance can be provided to boat owners on the lake has not been done at all. If you take car insurance, for example, you know no insurance is going to be covered if the car is not roadworthy. So the question is, how do you satisfy a boat to be lake worthy?